2,172 years ago, on February 2nd, 146 BC, the Third Punic War ended. With every victory in the Punic Wars, Rome strengthened, subjugating Carthage, taking its territories, and imposing costly war debts. Per the terms of the peace treaty of the Second Punic War, Carthage could not wage war without Rome's permission. So when Carthage attacked Rome's ally Numidia, they had the perfect excuse to destroy their nemesis once and for all. The Carthaginians actually sent envoys to Rome to explain their actions, but many of the warmongering senators rejected them and pushed for military action, sending an army of 50,000 to the city of Utica. The Romans demanded the unconditional surrender of Carthage, but they refused and prepared for war. Initially, the Romans could not penetrate Carthage's massive fortifications, so they settled for a siege that lasted 2 years as Carthage fiercely defended itself. The Romans were also unable to blockade the port, allowing the Carthaginians to resupply while they attacked Rome's supply line. With the prolonged siege, the Romans elected Scipio Aemilianus as consul, who quickly turned things around by building a better siege wall. With Carthage properly blockaded, their supplies dwindled, leading to starvation and panic in the city. With Scipio leading the attack, the Romans massacred and enslaved the 50,000 inhabitants. After a century of fighting, the Roman Republic finally triumphed over its nemesis, Carthage, making Rome the dominant power. But since there was no one to sign a treaty, the war didn't officially end for 2,130 years, when modern-day Tunisia and Italy signed a treaty of friendship, officially declaring an end to the Punic Wars.